This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
Oh, Mad Wednesday.
You're with Michael and Dean.
And we've got a guest, haven't we?
I know, we're not alone.
You're not in the title.
Well, technically.
Mad Wednesday. Yeah. Michael, Ali and Dean.
It could fit in.
I could be in the title. Woohoo! I've got my own radio show. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ali Paola.
Ta-da. Oh. Look at that.
You anticipated.
Bit of sort of circus music.
Well,
what circus is he going to?
Don't bother, she's here. God, it's lovely having you here.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
Been so busy. So busy.
Well, look, a bit of this, a bit of that.
Oh, well, I mean, we're going to do it all, I reckon.
Oh, we're going to do it. Don't you worry. We go all the way on this show, ladies and gentlemen.
You.
No first base here.
Now, the Shantuzies, I mean.
The Shantuzies have been gigging all over the place.
Which is wonderful, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. No, it's good. I mean, and so much fun.
What is that like then? Because, I mean, you know, such, you know, massive success, and then you've had a little break over the years, you know.
Just a little break.
Well, and then to come back in such a big way must be wonderful.
It's great because people still really enjoy, you know, a bit of good old-fashioned 80s pop rock.
Yeah. I love it.
And, you know, a couple of old girls up there strutting their stuff.
Well, I mean,
maybe not. Maybe their eyesight isn't quite as...
Absolutely not. Well, and what we love, though, about anybody that comes back and does that is if they're good when they come back. When they're not good, they don't sound good. That's where we think, you shouldn't really have bothered.
Yeah.
You guys sound fantastic.
I think we actually sing better.
Yeah, absolutely.
These days. And I think...
Better with age.
Yeah, exactly. Fine wine. Oh. And then I think because, or a cheese maybe, yeah. An old cheese, they get better with age, yes. Apparently. And then I think because we're more relaxed and we're older and there's a certain element of don't give a damn.
Yeah.
I mean, you do. You want to put on a good show, but there's also that relaxed thing that you don't... You know, if people are going to have a go at you, you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yes.
Move on, trolls.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so I think that makes for a better, show on stage.
I think you're right. And, and you look like you're all enjoying it as well.
We're having a ball.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to get onto this
shrine.
Play that you're doing now, Shrine.
Yes.
I went last night. I think I was bloody lucky to get in because it was all
Selling really well. So people need to get onto it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, the group I know, Kin Collective.
Yes.
They've done quite a lot of work, haven't they?
Yeah. So we were all go on as
Sorry,
you
babe.
Were.
Sorry.
There you go. There you go. There was a group of us. We all did a workshop with this visiting acting teacher from New York called Larry Moss. He's a bit of a legend in the old, you know, drama world. And afterwards, we formed a group called the Larrikins because we thought, what we want to keep going with this and inspire each other to do work and to do, you know, classes together and do all sorts of things. We have members like Noni Hazelhurst and Marg Downey, Michaela Bannis. They're the famous ones.
Right.
And then you've got me. See what I did there? So self-deprecating.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I know.
Yeah. We're all like that.
So humble. Really? Humble. I think that's it's what you
incredible.
Think. You think. Ali and humble.
We're not used to that on this show.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit like that.
Yeah, certainly.
And then
anyway,
yeah,
and then so then we formed this group. We were called the Larrikins. We did all sorts of things together, classes and workshops, and we created, you know, work together. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, we decided to form a theatre company. And so we went from the Larrikins to the Kin Collective. And a few years ago, they put on the Linnane Trilogy, which yes. is the three plays written by Martin Madonna, the beautiful Irish plays. The first work we ever did was a self-devised piece called Glimpse. And we tend to, we've done a few things for the Fringe Festival, and we've got some stuff coming up there as well later in the year.
Great.
But we like to be at 45 Downstairs, is our home away from home.
Is
so that's
good,
where we are with
venue,
this one.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And Shrine, which is by Tim Winton.
Tim Winton.
And it's not a light piece.
No,
is it?
It's not a light piece. Although
intense.
There are a few little sort of, you know, there are a few heartfelt sort of little gag moments in there.
And also, just because it isn't a light piece doesn't mean, you know, I mean, I, you know, when it's done well, anything like this really, really, really gets to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I saw it last night. It's done well. It's done really well.
Thank you.
I just, it's very emotional. Give us a little bit of a synopsis, what it's about.
Right. Well, it's about a young boy who is killed in a car accident. And it's the aftermath of that, I guess. You know, the grief that his parents predominantly are going through.
And you're
through.
His mum,
I'm his mum. Yeah. I play his mum.
A very
mum.
Young mother.
Honestly, it's outrageous that I was able to give.
Yeah, he could have been his sister, really.
Oh, that's right. Don't you love Michael? Yeah. Isn't he, Dean? Anything
I
you want to throw in there? Anything you want
to
add
you
about
don't have
how
to have seen it
youthful
to
I look, Dean? Dean seems to have got your tongue,
I think it's
Dean.
It's all been said.
Anyway, and then his school friends that were in the car with him, who survived the accident, obviously, and a young girl who's from the area, because it's all set in that Margaret River country in Western Australia. Tim Winton, you know, it's very close to his heart.
Right.
He always seems to write about Western Australia predominantly,
yes.
doesn't he? Yeah, and landscape and, yeah.
Well, you know, and for me what it is the relationships in it what's obviously been worked on, you know. The difficulty of the mum and dad being able to emotionally support each other after what they've been through.
Yeah, exactly.
Know,
and talk to each
horrible,
other.
Horrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that it's a very, grief can be a very isolating thing. And particularly, look, I think we're getting a lot better with it, but I think, you know, in our sort of society, it's a thing that people shy away from or don't quite know what to say to someone, so they tend to back away and leave them on their own, and that's not great either. So it sort of looks at all of those things and gets people talking about grief.
Is it great to kind of be able to sink your teeth into something like that, where that's, because that's pretty heavy.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
It's pretty intense stuff, but it's good to...
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, to sort of say it's fun is not quite. And when I was working on Wentworth, I went, oh, it's really fun. And then I thought, I spend most of it getting beaten up. I don't know whether that part of it's fun, but, you know, yeah. But it is, it's flexes your acting muscles when you get into those roles that have a little bit more meat and potatoes.
Well, you're bloody brilliant, Henry.
Oh. Just might get it, all right.
Pussycat Dolls on Joy with Mad Wednesday, which is, of course, Michael, Ali and Dean.
Oh, it's so great. I'm so excited to be finally, you know, on board.
Let you know that Ali will be with us every week until Christmas.
That's right.
She's cancelling her holidays.
That's right.
You know.
Oh. Maybe. A little 6 weeks out while I go overseas.
No
but
London,
then, you know.
No nothing, no. Sorry.
Right.
Now, listen, would get shot if we didn't ask you all about Wentworth.
Such a great
isn't
series.
Isn't it amazing that it's just swept the world?
It has. It's taken off all right. We've got a lot of fans in... I'm about to head to London.
London, yeah.
England.
Well, you get recognised anyway, wherever most of the places you go.
I do get a little bit recognised over there because, and also the last time I was there, which was April last year, and I went over for my nephew's wedding, I was actually on air at the same time for Neighbours.
Yeah,
my little revisit to Neighbours.
Yes.
So that was kind of fun, and I got to do a bit of press over there, and I went to, you know, some fancy lunch, and I did some Saturday morning groovy show with people from I don't know, things like Made in Chelsea. It was quite fun though, because when I left, there were all these paparazzi outside the studio at like God knows what time in the morning on a Saturday morning.
Don't we? You know.
Well, I just got the giggles because he sort of put his camera up, and then I think he went, "I don't who what." Oh, anyway, he sneaked. I think he just pretended to click just to make me feel better.
Did he make the noise?
As I got in the car, and I did lots of hiding my face, shielding myself. You know,
I think a little bit of that's nice but every day would be too much, wouldn't it? You know, having to worry about it. Oh, much. I mean, but if it happens, I'll go with it.
Yeah. But yes, Wentworth is fantastic. Yeah. And now what have we got? We've got the fifth season on now.
Yep.
And they're filming. They've just started filming. I think they started last week filming the sixth series. So that's very exciting.
Mm.
And I actually have to admit that I don't have Foxtel.
Right.
So I get the discs from the girls.
Okay.
And I'm only allowed to get them.
We're announcing this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sort of, you know, alumni, so...
You are. I wasn't suggesting you were, but I just...
So
I'm
not passing them on to you.
Legally, too. I just wondered if it was all right.
Well, they're not downloads.
No.
So there you go. Oh, they come from the producers.
Oh, that's...
Then that should be
right.
I've
got to give you those ones back, by the way.
He hasn't got them. He hasn't got them. And then I sit and binge watch.
Yes.
Because I can't... And I go, it's not a visual medium, is it? But trust me, I'm doing a very nice tired face, and I go, oh god, one more. Oh no, come on,
I know.
Got little chopsticks. I was going
to
say
toothpicks.
Chopsticks would be quite large eye
wide
sockets.
Wide eyes.
It is one of those shows you just can keep watching from next to next.
It's so, and I mean, just there's such fantastic work, and it is violent. I will say that, but you know. Hey, there you go.
I read somewhere that it's not real. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You have to remind yourself of that sometimes. But there's just such great performances in it. And I love all the personal stories of the prisoners, you know, so the backstories to Lizzie and B and all of them. So that really kind of hooks you in. There's the old freak, Pamela Ray. there's just too much. It's too good.
I guess you don't just sit around and think there's... But you must have, over the years, just marvelled at the work that you've done. You've been on every, you know, I mean...
Imagine me. What were you doing this morning, Ali? Oh, well, I was flat out. I was marvelling at my own career.
Chopsticks in my eyes.
I had chopsticks in my eyes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we look at you and the things that you've done. No, you've been in Sons and Daughters. You've been on Neighbours. You've shown Tuesdays. You've been in Wentworth. You know, I mean, you act, you know, it's a pretty bloody good resume, isn't it?
Look, I'm very happy with it.
Yeah.
You know, I could always do a little bit more.
You know, well, we all work. It's not over yet. No.
And then, of course, Janet in the Rocky Horror Show,
which you
got to view firsthand,
Mr.
Dalton. That's where we met on the stage.
In the 90s, wasn't it?
It was the 90s. Mm. Was it early 90s? Mid to late.
5,
mid.
95, 95. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I knew it was the 90s, but I was pretty
you
pleased.
You were fantastic.
You were.
Oh, no, you were.
Oh, God.
And you were very funny.
But now we, because you've not got long with this.
I thought it was something.
Got this from your doctor.
Exactly. It's got my medical
notes there.
It's
funny you should look well because.
It's a funny thing to tell me that on radio, isn't it? Like, you know, it's a wacky sense of humour you've got, isn't it? No, we're only going to June the 18th. So don't think this is like a normal MTC. Malthouse kind of run. We'll be over before you know it, people. And it is really worth coming to see. I think it's beautiful Tim Winton writing. It's very poetic.
It's a bloody good cast
as well. It's a really good, strong cast. Mm. Some wonderful young'uns who have all just graduated from the VCA.
Yes.
A beautiful, very moody set and gorgeous lighting. And it's at the fabulous 45 downstairs. For me, any excuse to go into the city, because I love going into the city in Melbourne. And once you're in there, you pop upstairs.
Where do you live then, in the country?
No, but don't you...
bust you in from Dandenong.
No, but see, you come in here.
From Deer Park. Well, you wanted to move into Joy, didn't you? You were
suggesting this studio could be a really good bedroom.
Yeah.
A few too many windows.
Yeah.
No, you take out those ones.
Oh,
again with the visual medium.
Remodeling.
remodeling
the studio.
You've
got this town. You've really got this town.
I'm going to post a picture of a photo on Instagram, I think.
You must.
I want to know what that building is. Anyway.
You can remove the chopsticks from it. Now, this is on, as we mentioned, to the 18th of June. It is on a 45
So, look, and it's not ridiculously expensive, look at me. But, you know, some theatre is crazy priced.
It is.
And it's an hour and a half long. So,
yeah.
And you're just, you know, in gorgeous little bit of theatre. Then, a bit of music coming up.
Oh,
it's like the Oscars, isn't it? I'm being played off.
No, I apologise. That was my bad.
Yeah. All right, Dean.
That's hilarious.
And then up to Cumulus for a little glass of red.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, actually, we did that before we went in.
All right, sure. Before, after, whenever.
Either one works.
I'll be in there tonight. Not before, of course. I'm a professional.
You were drunk, weren't you?
I was.
You seemed relaxed. Oh, Miss Hunstead. Now, 45 Downstairs and Shrine.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's good. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Definitely recommend
it. And then, you know, Shantuzzi's having a little break over the winter. We like to, you know, fly north or something.
You're a summer act, aren't you?
It gets too cold for us, you know. And we're not as young as we are. The bones seize up.
Oh, shit. We watched you move on stage.
And then we'll be back in the back half of the year with, you know, gigs aplenty, which,
there
of
you
course,
go.
You can find on our website and our
what is that?
Facebook and
I'll
theshantuzzi.com.
Loads of bands here, isn't there?
Yeah.
Instagram, I never know which one's you.
Oh, I know.
All right, you're on Joy, the gorgeous Ali Fowler. She's the A in Mad Wednesday.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then, we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.